This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was some maneuvering at the United Nations Security Council today, a planned debate on a resolution and then the withdrawal of that resolution that would have condemned the continued construction of Israeli settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. The really interesting thing, apart from the delicate politics of that region, was the public pressure that President-elect Trump put on the White House to veto that resolution were it to come to a vote. It came. The pressure did via Twitter, of course. William Booth is the Jerusalem bureau chief for The Washington Post. We've called him to talk about the changes that are coming to the American relationship with Israel. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here, Kai.
Is it possible that with what seems to be a changing tenor of the political relationship with Israel under a Trump administration, there might be a new economic relationship as well?
The short answer to this is the U.S.-Israel relationship on trade and on tech and on defense development stuff couldn't be better under President Obama, even though there were some complaints about him in other regards.
You know, that's so interesting because this past fall, when there was the big foreign aid deal done and President Obama and Prime Minister Netanyahu were, if not openly hostile, they were. It was clear that the two sides were not happy with each other. One got a very different impression.
Yeah, those two cats did not get along for reasons. But as they tussled in the press and probably a little bit behind closed doors, I mean, the Israeli Defense Forces and the Pentagon, their relationship was just as tight as could be. Hmm. In fact, at the end of the day, they signed this deal for $38 billion over 10 years. No other country gets this sort of largesse from the U.S. taxpayers. Mm-hmm. And just a week ago, I was down in the southern deserts of Israel waiting for two F-35 airplanes to land. And Israel is the first country outside of the United States to get the Lockheed Martin F-35. I mean, whether that's a curse or a blessing, everyone thinks it's a blessing here.
Do you suppose after January the 20th then that American investment in Israel might increase, that the foreign aid budget, which is like $3.1 billion for the coming year, might increase? Might we actually see tangible things?
It's interesting with Trump because we don't know. Trump might give the Israelis less money. I mean, he's locked in to giving them $38 billion over 10 years, but he could fiddle with that. Trump has often told countries that are well-to-do, like Japan and maybe Israel, it's a very developed country, you know, pay more of your own way. But in terms of like business to business and anything that Trump could do, his new secretaries can do to improve the business climate, I imagine they would probably do, and the Israelis would suck that up.
There are few areas in the world and issues more intractable than the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Mr. Trump, as he has said many times, will bring his business acumen to bear in his administration. How do you think that plays out in as multifaceted a dispute as the Middle East?
That's just a fantastic question, and that's just the one that keeps me on the edge of my seat watching this story develop. There's a lot of people who would say that Donald Trump wasn't serious when he asserts that he is the ultimate deal maker and he will make an Israeli-Palestinian deal. I would only say that the U.S. under Republicans and Democrats before him have had no luck striking this deal since the Oslo Accords in the early 90s. Could Trump's out-of-the-box thinking cajole, scare, encourage, make everyone come back to the table and settle this once and for all? Hmm. Yeah, why not? I mean, the cynic would say no, right? So he's brought on a very super pro-Israeli guy for his choice for ambassador. This guy doesn't really believe in two states, David Friedman. But David Friedman works for Donald Trump. Anything's possible. I'm really looking to see. Hmm. Going from a diplomatic solution here to like a businessman solution, like your question was? I mean, that's hitting the nail on the head.
William Booth is the Washington Post's bureau chief in Jerusalem. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Kai.